Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday edition of a weekly conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. Wow, what a show we got for you. Wow. I tell you. Oh, wow. Don't wait till life isn't hard to be happy. Be happy now, you know. The one thing you got in this world that's guaranteed is God. We're wasting energy trying to figure out if where the coronavirus came from. Well, then we should have had the whole energy grid in the United States freeze up there, Chris Cuomo, with all the Russia collusion fake investigations. Okay, there we're praising the neo-Nazi Trump for assaulting the voting. Says Obama, divide and conquer at it again. Where's this unity and healing that, yeah, Kamala Harris won't go to the border now, but 2018, oh, she was all over that border. Can you believe it? There's kids in cages. Yeah, why don't they take down that wall around the White House and let all those people live there? Let them in there, Biden. Let them in there. You want to hear a joke? Got a great joke. Alyssa Milano was considering running for Congress. Yeah, there's no punchline. That's the joke. I mean, Alyssa Milano, you need to believe every woman except for the ones that accuse Biden or Hunter Biden. Oh, yeah, Hunter Biden's used the N-word so much. Him and Biden. Hunter Biden and Biden have used the N-word so much. If did that, that'd be 24-7. We'd waste even more. Yeah, the earth would melt with all the energy used. Even the far left NBC is calling out Kamala Harris with their flip-flops every 5 seconds. I've never been to the border. No, I've been, but I haven't been, but I've kind of sort of not really been, but, you know. She calls it a grand gesture to go to the border and visit it, like, really, like I need to be there, but when Trump was in office, she was, lived there. Look at all these kids in cages. Look at all the double standards. We got that, and I got so much. Remember, Psalms 104-5. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. Think about that as going through your day today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today is the third day of the love there that he's like, at night, he does, like, day one, and then, like, the next day, you do stuff. So it's, like, day two of the love there, but then he's doing, like, the thing tonight for talking about what you do on day three and, you know, don't say anything negative to your spouse and kind of do something unexpected. If I didn't help my wife out and did a bunch of stuff, I don't think she'd know what to do. It's like, what could I do that I wouldn't, like be like, what's gotten into you? I don't know. I don't understand this world we live in. I mean, have all these magazines, Unity and Healing, Captain Unity and Healing. Where the heck are you? No. The Newsweek should have said divide and conquer. People don't care. Obama, you're not relevant anymore. No one cares about you. Well, these neo-Nazi Trump supporters are praising this assault on our rights to vote. You mean your right to let people cheat? It's funny how the people that are calling Trump Hitler are the ones that are doing exactly what Hitler did. I was because Joe called in the other day on Monday, and I've been thinking about this. I think I know why Trump is pushing the vaccine, even though he's not, because they would be able to 24/7 news coverage. Jim Jones, the ex-president Jim Jones, is urging his followers not to get the vaccine. He's putting America at risk because all those unvaccinated people who are going to listen to Trump and not get the vaccine are going to kill all the ones that have gotten the vaccine because it doesn't even work. Trust me, folks, if the vaccine works like it's supposed to, I'm not going to affect you. They seriously act like we can't get back to normal until I'm vaccinated because I'm going to affect you even though you're vaccinated and I'm unvaccinated. That's how they talk. Well, folks, just be prepared, folks. Be real prepared because all these unvaccinated people are going to affect the vaccinated ones. And we can't, you know, we might, now if everyone gets vaccinated, we might be able to celebrate Independence Day. I'm Joe Biden, and come on, man. I might, you know, think, well, maybe that day in July, you know, man, that thing. Yeah, we might be able to do it if everyone does, you know, that thing. You know, if you get that thing in your arm or whatever. Biden and the vaccine. Oh, yeah, the vaccine, you know. No, man, that shot. Yeah, if you get that. We're not talking about gunshots here, Chicago. I know you had 60-some this past weekend, and no one cares. Black Lives Matter ain't going to be there to support all the black people that died, so... Don't ask. If you got killed by a black person, you're a black man, and you were killed by a black person, don't worry. Black Lives Matter don't care about you. Just go about your business. If you need Biden's permission to celebrate the 4th of July, then you need to rethink what 4th of July is all about. You need to be thankful, folks. Me and my wife, tomorrow we'll go to Bible study. Last Sunday, we went to church. This Sunday, we'll go to church. May not be at my church where I go. It might be at my mother-in-law's church, but we get to go and we get to bring a Bible. We get to have an app of them. We don't have to memorize the Bible so that in case we get raided, we can just, hey, we're just hanging out here. Yeah, we're just singing songs together. We can actually worship God. We need to be grateful that we can not get persecuted for having a Bible in our hands. So many people would die to have the Bibles we have. You know, you have the King James Version, you have the New Living Translation, the Amplified, you have the Easy to Read, you have the NIV, the NLT, the new NLT, the new NIV, the revised new NLT, NIV. All these in other countries, like, man, we're lucky if we have one, man. Some people in this country don't know how grateful we are with things, but the things we have, we're losing. Because you got divide and conquer in the White House. Unity and healing, Captain Unity and healing? Yeah, it's more like divide and conquer. The Democrats. We'll take the vaccine. And what's funny is a lot of my friends that are telling people to shut up and take the vaccine are the ones that I guarantee you don't know what's in the vaccine, but they demand to know what every ingredient is in the food they eat. They won't chew gum because it has aspartame. You know what aspartame is? They'll tell you. They'll look at an ingredient list and you know what this is? Yeah, they put it in some pesticides because it kills crabgrass and this and that, but it's in your food. You're eating it. Huh. What's in the vaccine? I don't know. I don't want COVID. Give me the vaccine. And then they call you. And what's funny is they'll call you out like the whole 4 years. Trump has brainwashed his people to do whatever he... If I'm brainwashed by Trump and I only do what he or Rush Limbaugh says... Well, wait a minute. Rush Limbaugh, why don't I have the vaccine? Because Trump's pushing it. Why am I not bowing down to the dear leader Trump and getting the vaccine? Why? Gee, maybe it's because I'm thinking for myself and I don't let Fredo think for me. CNN's Alfredo. What's up, buddy? I don't know what we're going to do when we lose all the power in the world because we're wasting all this energy. So I guess it's not global warming. I guess it's not like... So is the investigation into where the coronavirus originated, is that causing the global warming now because it's using up so much energy? I'm asking for myself, not a friend. My name is Fredo. It's okay, folks. I'm Alfredo. Welcome back to CNN, folks. Yeah, we need to stop trying to figure out where the Wuhan virus came from. We got to stop investigating where it came from because that's costing energy. It's kind of like... I don't know. Arizona's forensic audit where they're bitching at how much it costs for the forensic audit, but then they've got 109 lawyers trying to get it stopped. They're probably spending more money trying to get it stopped than it's costing to do it. But then they're going to complain that it's costing so much to investigate this election. We can't have that. Well, you're not being forthcoming with it. You're not like, here's all the stuff. Prove us wrong. You're not gonna. There's not one Democrat that's like, here's all the voting machines. They've been untouched. Forensic audit them. You're not gonna find fraud. Go ahead. Prove us wrong. No, they're not. No, like, well, on these voting machines, there's all kinds of stuff. And what's going to happen is if we give you these voting machines, it's going to have sensitive data on there that we just can't let get out. Okay. But if it was Trump and they thought he cheated and they wanted to do a forensic audit, they'd be like, they'd have no question about looking at the voting machines and looking at this and doing this. When the shoe's on the other foot, they'd have no problem investigating Trump. Now you got Stormy Daniels. It looks like she's like lived on the street and has no money and she's desperate because I'll testify against Trump. What that, for you people that don't understand, what that means is she'll lie under oath. I'm just waiting for Alyssa Milano to come out and we got to believe every woman that is accusing a man. Okay, then what about all those women accusing Biden there, Alyssa Milano? You're a double standard. You make no sense. You don't. You think you do, but you don't. All your thoughts don't even make a dollar in change. But don't worry, folks. We got divide and conquer in the White House. They aren't doing anything. I mean, heck, MSNBC is even coming out. I'm kind of jumping around in this little segment here because that's the truth. When you have the liberal media now coming out and questioning Kamala Harris's double standard, just because they're so used to being able to say one thing on Monday and contradict themselves on Tuesday, and no one bats an eye about it. No one questions it. Now when you get the liberal media actually questioning, well, you said this yesterday, and today you're saying something different, they don't know what to do. Jen Pulaski, she's even getting like, help, help. They're asking real questions. They're not the scripted ones. I like when they have those wrestling matches and the wrestler goes off a cue and doesn't follow the script, and the wrestler's like, what the heck's going on? This is not supposed to happen. I mean, Jen Pulaski's, I mean, she's a waste of space anyway. These press conferences sometimes can be funny. That can be some, I mean, I don't know whether it's funny or if it's damn right scary. She can't, am I going to circle back here? And then when they ask, like, legitimate questions, and she's kind of like, I swear, like, she wants to go off. Like, what are you doing asking a real question? You sound like a real journalist. Well, they need to be. You need to be a real journalist, except for in Mexico when Kamala Harris had some phony journalist on the list. I mean, there's so much going on right now. The border was 100 times better than it was now, and they were complaining and bitching and pissing and moaning and whining about the border. We got to do something. Oh, I don't know what's going to happen. Oh, we got to do something. We didn't get, no wonder they left Obama's kids in the cages. That way they could blame Trump. I'm just saying. It's great. It's just hilarious, though. I mean, it's, I think this Biden thing is a good thing in a way, because when you're having the liberal media even questioning what they're doing and why they're flip-flopping and changing, because I think there's people that thought Biden was going to be like a moderate Democrat, and now that he's like way far left, communist, you know, they're questioning like, what the heck, yeah, I support Trump, but not this. I don't support Trump per se, but I wanted Biden, but not this. I don't see anyone praising Biden. I don't. Listen to Tom McDonald's songs. He's a guy that was born in Canada. He gets it. He sees all the, like, I've never dealt with this crap, and all of a sudden, I'm X, Y, and Z. I was never that way in Canada. You weren't automatically a xenophobic, homophobic, neo-Nazi racist if you were white in Canada. But then Canada gave us Bryan Adams, so what do you expect? No. The Canadian government has apologized by numerous cases. I don't understand this world. I don't. You're running down to the border every chance you got there, Kamala Harris, but now that's a grand gesture. You caused this, and now you're ignoring it. Why isn't the White House letting the people stay there? Why isn't Hollywood celebrities taking in those homeless? Why? Because you have these people that made their money in capitalism that now bash it. The very system that made them rich, now they're bashing it. It's what it is. It's something that doesn't make sense. I mean, you have someone like Danny DeVito, who made millions because of capitalism, and now he stands with Bernie Sanders, the socialist? Then there's evidence that all these high-up people aren't paying taxes. Oh, raise the taxes. We'll pay our fair share, and you don't even pay them. All these people, like Hillary Clinton, uses loopholes to get away with paying hardly any taxes. And that's okay, but if Trump does the same thing, yeah, that, nope, that can't be. Nope, that can't happen. But it's okay, folks. We're going to build planes out of beef to solve all our problems. I just don't understand this whole world we live in. Because when you got to sit there and cut, paste, and edit what someone says to get your point across because you want $15 an hour minimum wage, and this guy is shooting you down left and right. Wow, he's proving me wrong. He's proving me wrong. Yeah, we're going to have to cut and paste this interview because he's basically right in his view that we shouldn't have $15 an hour minimum wage. But if this gets out here, I mean, I'm pushing it, but he's right that we shouldn't have, you know. The very people that want $15 an hour can't legitimately argue it because they get taken down by someone that knows that it's not a good thing. Oh, it's not a good thing? Yeah, all these places that can barely pay $7 an hour to keep. Yeah, if you have to, yeah. If you're a small family-owned business, and you're barely making it paying $7, how are you going to increase your wage to $15 and pay people? You're not going to be able to do it. But it's okay, folks. It's okay. Don't worry. We'll just cut and paste the interview with the guy that makes sense so that we can get our point across that's going to make this country even worse. If the Democrats were running a restaurant, it would have closed a long time ago. I'm not saying the Republicans would have kept the restaurant running either. They would have pretended like it was doing good even though it wasn't. I worked at a place that I think finally shut its doors because of COVID and everything. Finally nixed it. And there were people, if I remember correctly, that I talked to someone. And there was a guy that was there when I worked there in 97. He was there that long. Yeah, and what they do is, as this country falls further and further apart, the good parts of it that are the capitalist stuff that's keeping it going are what they try to claim is what's good and what's not. This country's falling apart, and it's going slowly, slowly downhill, and you try to say that the little bits of capitalism are left, or what is the socialism that's working. Go to England. They have called high court rates. You can't pay your bills. They come, and they take stuff of value to get their money back. They serve a high court writ. Guess what, folks? Yeah, that used to be a shameful thing. Not no more. Now people have writs and writs and writs and more writs, and it's like my fifth high court writ this year. Yeah. Democrats need to learn from the Labor Party that's going in the toilet. And that, Matt, I don't want to pay no taxes. I want to pay no taxes just like Mark Zuckerberg. If I went to like Bezos and Zuckerberg and said I want to pay the taxes they paid, and they'd be, yeah, I want to be able to pay the same amount of taxes they're paying. I guarantee all of a sudden they start paying taxes. I don't think they do. I think there's loopholes. I mean, this, you can't make this stuff up, that we're wasting energy on COVID origins. But people buy this. There's someone out, somewhere out there, someone is believing this nonsense. Someone actually agrees with Cuomo that we're wasting time and energy on COVID origins. Oh, but if it was to investigate Trump, let me tell you something. That'd be 24/7, 365 coverage beyond. Yeah, I mean, I wish we could spend more energy and time, but, you know, I mean, God only gave us, Mother Nature only gave us, or whatever, because they don't believe, you know, so. That's right, folks. Folks, if Mother Nature would have given us more time and more energy, we would be investigating more, but we can only do what we can. You know, we only got 100 million people investigating this to try to dig up something. What's going to end up happening, folks, is we're just going to finally have someone at CNN print some fake thing up, make it look real. Heck, when you have people running mail-in ballots that were never folded, which means they were never mailed, if they, I mean, that's half the problem in this country. Yeah, a mailed-in ballot has to be folded. Mail-in ballots are not shipped in like a mail-in envelope flat. They're folded up in a regular standard white envelope. Oh, but, this was mailed in. But there's no creases on. Yeah, what we did is we have a team back there with an iron, and they're ironing out the creases. But people buy this crap. That's the problem. What's going to need to change in this country is getting people that see through this BS. What's going on?
You know what tickled me this past week? I read about it. It was either yesterday or the day before. Did you hear about the female Republican senator who took a cutout of Kamala Harris down to the border?
No, I haven't.
Because I wanted to learn more about it. Because, you know, Kamala has not visited the border, and people are wondering how come the vice president isn't going down there, to verify that it's not a crisis. So one of the Republican senators, probably a freshman, she has a full-life cutout of Kamala Harris.
Oh, I saw a photo of that.
Huh?
I saw a photo of it.
Yeah. So she goes down to the border, and she put that cutout there, so it'll be satire. Like, look, see, Kamala's here inspecting what's going on. So I thought maybe you might know about it, because all I saw about it was the headline and the photo.
Yeah, that's all I saw now that I think about it.
Oh, I think that is funny. That got me. I like that.
It is. It's hilarious. Because she was running down to the border every chance she got when Trump was president to try to make it look like his policies were so bad. Now that there's a major crisis, and, well, that's just a grand gesture. I don't plan on going down there. I don't need to be down there.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the way the Dems are versus the Republicans. Well, we're on a roller coaster ride. We don't even go up anymore. We just keep going down. And I wish people would wake up, but, you know, when they start reading and looking at mainstream media, when they start looking at the alt-left news, I can't blame them for being brainwashed. I mean, they do a good job of telling half-truths. So, some people say we have to really get into a real catastrophe for the majority of people to wake up and then maybe do something. I hope we don't have to, but Seems that it's going that way.
The problem I don't understand is, okay, if you're someone on the left and you believe what they're telling you, and Dr. Fauci one day says, well, I think you need to have 2 masks, and then I believe you need to be vaccinated and still wear a mask even though you're vaccinated, and then the next day he comes out and says, well, I don't think you need to wear a mask if you're vaccinated. He changes so much, I don't know how people who follow him on the left can say, why does he keep changing his beliefs every 5? It's not like we went like 6 months, and yeah, we believe that you should wear a mask when you're vaccinated. Now that the people have been vaccinated for 6 months, now we found out that, hey, they're pretty safe. You can go now without it. They change probably once or twice or 3 times a week what he says, and I don't know how people can see through that.
Their answer is, well, the science changes. He's just going along with the science. I was in a discussion with a liberal woman on Blog Talk Radio some months ago, and I was telling her that on the video where they caught people cheating, they had a guy or a girl pick up the shipped-in ballots, and they ran them through the machine, the Dominion machine, not just once to count the ballot once, but they would do it 3 or 4 times, 2 or 3 times, and they keep on doing it. You know what she said to me? Well, that's what exactly did she say? It was, well, that's how the majority of votes got for Biden. And I said, is that the way it's supposed to be done? Well, if they're supposed to count the ballots, yeah. There is no way that they can actually logically see something, because they know that if they do, it blows their argument. So they start tap dancing around everything that you say, and when you finally pin them down, if you can pin them down, then they still have an excuse that comes from, I don't know, from the fourth dimension.
Yeah. They had a guy that was on the Daily Show with Jon Stewart, and he was arguing the $15 an hour minimum wage was bad, and he said that they interviewed him for like 4 hours, and they would ask him the question over and over again, trying to trip him up, trying to cut and paste it to get their, he goes, if they have to do that to get their point across, then their point's probably not valid. If they've got to cut and paste and get me to slip up and get me to say something that doesn't make me look good, why can't you just have a simple conversation and say, okay, this is why $15 an hour, because I worked at a place where we went up to like $7 an hour, and these girls were like, they were servers. Oh, I can't wait to get $7 an hour. And he goes, I'm going to make more money. And the manager goes, well, and I went to the same thing. Well, we're cutting your hours, folks, because we can't afford to pay you the $5 now, because we don't have the people coming in. We don't have the revenue coming in. Where do you think we're going to get the extra $2? We're going to have to cut your hours or let people go.
Mm-hmm. Yep. People don't seem to realize. See, the $15 an argument, when the left uses it, they want to use it across the board, which sounds good. But when it comes to the small businesses, $15 an hour is a huge part of the cost running a small business. So they can't afford to just arbitrarily either double their wage or go from $10 to $15 an hour, because, as you said, they either have to cut back in the hours or they have to let people go. And, you know, hopefully, if it's a restaurant, hopefully it won't affect their business. Don't know if it will or not. But probably will if you need 4 waitresses and you've only got 2 working. People are going to get dissatisfied waiting around for their meals. So it could cut into their, their customers, the number of customers that come there. But other people don't want to realize that. They just want to continue on with a certain – and the conservatives, they're the same way. They have their own narratives, and they don't want to change for, a decent argument. It's just – it's all divide and conquer.
Yep, that unity and healing, they never showed up. They had all those newspapers and magazines. Captain Unity and Healing is here to save the day. And what are they doing? They got Obama calling everyone Nazis and racists, and they're trying to divide this nation more than anybody.
Yeah, I know. It's bad. It's bad. Yeah. All right, Kyle, I'll let you get back to the program. Take it easy. All
right, man. You too, man. Later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. It's kind of like, I'm going to get into this because, like, now, this is hilarious because Stormy Daniels, I mean, like, who really cares about her? I mean, she's coming out now, like, my attorneys have contacted the Manhattan DA's office, and I would love to testify in a probe. You're irrelevant, you probably have no money, and you're probably like, CNN, pay me so I can be on here. I need to make some money. I'll do an interview. I want, you know. It's like she's like a washed-up actor that has no money. And, like, she's, like, trying to, like, be relevant again. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we did the Facts of Life, okay, folks? You're pigeonholing that role. No one's going to watch you. See ya. No one cares. I'll testify because, you know, we need to investigate. I know that in third grade, Trump didn't pay the late fee on a book that he rented from the library, and he owes money, and we need to go after him. That's right. Yeah, he actually got in trouble at school, and he only wrote, "I will not curse in class again," 49 times, not 50 times. So we're going to come after Trump. They'll spend every waking dime, every waking dollar bankrupting this nation, trying to divide it, trying to find something on Trump. But when there's black and white evidence on Hunter Biden, and I lost count on how many times did he use, how many billions of times did he use the N-word, and you lose count, but no one cares. And and I know they're brainwashed. But I remember hearing a story, and it's like 75% of all college kids got their news from the Jon Stewart Daily Show. I would sometimes watch. I can't do it anymore, but I used to watch like MSNBC from time to time to see, okay, when this happened, what are they saying about it? When that Paris shooting happened, I said, I'm sorry, hon, I want to watch MSNBC. I want to hear how they're spinning this Paris shooting. In Paris, it is very, you cannot own a gun to save your life. So how'd that happen? How did people get shot at? I was like, I don't like good old Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo, I don't like the dude. But when he was there, I was like, okay. Then he's almost like, yeah, maybe someone with a gun could have done something. Well, maybe they could have. Well, yeah, they could have. It's like when people go shoot up a store, well, a good guy with a gun would have just made it worse. Oh, so you're just going to let so if a guy comes into the store with an AK-47 just with a million rounds, you're just going to keep killing. You don't think anyone should try to stop him? Well, it's going to make it worse. It don't make sense to me. But then I think a lot of these kids don't know anything. They're just going along with the liberal narrative. They don't follow anything. They don't know anything. And it just gets me. Like, no. Okay, let me see here. What does Wendy's do? Well, yeah, what would Dave Thomas do? Dave Thomas built this place because he wanted the best hamburger in the business. We're here because of Dave Thomas. What would he do? How would he run this place? How would he keep it the Wendy's he started, but also add some things to keep it relevant with the changing times? They're successful because they think, what would Dave Thomas do? How would he run this place? How would he, okay, McDonald's has salads. Ours are going to be even better. We're going to do fresh. We do fresh, never frozen beef. We have square patties because we don't cut corners. Well, if we don't cut corners on our burgers, we're not going to cut corners on our salads. Well, everyone does potatoes. Well, who does baked potatoes? Let's do something different, okay? Now, one thing I do, I'm sacrilegious on this, but I love the chocolate frosting. The vanilla one, nah. Kind of. But my point is, in this little segment here, I want to thank everyone all who listens around the world. Thank you so much for tuning in. But think about it like this. Are you going to follow what a good restaurant does, what a successful restaurant does? If you want to open one, well, what is Chick-fil-A doing that's right? I want to model my restaurant after things that they do. I'm a soda company, okay? Don't tell white employees to be less white. You're going to learn. Support your troops is not political. I know I'm conservative. Libertarian, independent type person. I may have people that have different views. Just because I might support some conservative things, that's going to be me supporting it. If you want to, okay, you're going to, having a gun is not a conservative or liberal issue. It's a constitutional right, a God-given right. And they're not teaching kids what their rights are because then they can just take them away. Oh, don't worry. There's a virus. Don't worry. Stay home. Don't go to church. Be safe. Stay home. Stay home and be safe. Don't go out. Don't worry. The government will give you checks every once in a while so you don't have to work. So you can stay safe until you get content with not actually having to work and just sort of like Pavlov's dog. Ding, 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 ding. Then you got a little food in the bowl. Ding, 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 ding. Food in the bowl. And then after a while, the bell starts dinging, but there ain't nothing in that dang bowl. Pretty soon, you people, they're like, where's my check? You don't have a check. And I feel sorry for the people that are furloughed because their company is closed right now because they can't get parts. I feel sorry for the ones that are actually trying to work, but because they can't get steel or they can't get the parts or the bolts or whatever, or the lumber, and they can't build, or they can't do because of reasons that have nothing to do with not wanting to work. I get that. I feel sorry for those people because we have some of my community. We have a Subaru plant, and I get it. But with everything going on, we do have one constant. God. God-given rights. And people are so quick to just take those rights and just flush them down the toilet. Well, it's okay. I'm staying home. I'm living fear over faith. Now, I understand, well, you're going to change things like, you can, see, to me, I'm sorry, but changing, if you're going to tell me that the things are changing with science, well, then I want to have some science to back it up, like, more than just, like, 3 days of, yeah, well, after 3 days, we believe from what we gather that, you can probably go without your mask if you're vaccinated. No, I wouldn't have like 6 months for you to prove that. So that I know that it's to me, this flip-flopping every five minutes, even if it's based on science, well, that's too quick a science for me. Look at how long Zantac was around. And now people are having all kinds of problems. And now it's off the market. That was years. But I'm expected with the antacid medication from GlaxoSmithKline for how many years? Like 30? Now we're having problems with it? But I'm expected, oh, well, now the science is on every other day that now... And then you have emails from Dr. Fauci that discredit what he... Yeah, well, he really doesn't believe in the mask at all, but he's just, like, shoving it down your throats. I believe he's a puppet. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I know, because I remember watching MSNBC one time, and they're talking about, like, look at all the stuff being transported via the rail cars and all this, and it's at record highs, and that's how they're trying to say that the economy is doing great under Obama and all this stuff. And it's like, you don't hear, where's the media talking about the gas price being at $3 a gallon? And I guarantee you, if Trump was in office and everything was like it is now, they'd be talking about the $6 gas price in California and L.A. and the $3 gas nationwide. They'd be they'd be shoving that down our throats like crazy. Our country's doing so great right now that I remember when I could ding near phone my car halfway for about $10. Now I'm lucky if the needle moves. It's nice to have someone like Joe that calls in once in a while that gets it, that understands, that's woken up. And that's what I try to do. I don't care if you're liberal. Think for yourself, like we have. We have to think for ourselves now because we have no Rush Limbaugh Trump telling us what to think. Because the neo-Nazi Hitler has been banned from communicating with people by the very people that call him Hitler. Well, Hitler was the one that Democrats are doing everything they call Trump Hitler for. I don't get it. I don't understand it. If you know your history, you would see that what the Democrats are doing is what Hitler did. Trying to quiet you, shut you up, censor you, disarm you, keep you from going to church. You may not go to church. You may not go to church. You don't. Me and my wife go. I'm the clerk and treasurer where I go. We're very involved. It's awesome. It's great. I think it's us that's going to take back this country. Because I watch a guy, just one second, folks. Out of the Darkness. Yeah, Out of the Darkness with Q. And there's talking about Friends of God, it's possibly in Colorado, but they're going to start one, I think, in July. This is mainly, if these prove massive amounts of fraud, how would they put Trump back into the office of presidency? Could they even do that? What would happen? I don't think they can. We're just trying to make sure, okay, that this doesn't happen again. And then Democrats are like, well, they're going to have to buy all new voting machines because since you've done this, we can't use these and da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, great. You know, if Trump was in bed with the company that had the voting machines, Lord help you, it'd be 24-7 coverage. Welcome back to CNN, continuing 24-7, 365 without commercial coverage of the Trump voting machines. We found out that Trump donated billions to the company that does all the voting machines, and since he won in 16, we know they were rigged for him. Even though we put out a Newsweek that was Madam President with... I mean, I was at a... Because me and my wife were doing the Love Dare, and I thought I had a copy of it, but I can't find the book from the Fireproof movie, so I went to Barnes & Noble, Man, they have expensive toilet paper there. They had Maxine Waters. They have, like, books from all these people, like Michelle Obama and stuff. I'm like, $7 for toilet paper? Are you kidding me? Stacey Abrams had a book. I'm like, man, let me rephrase it. She had toilet paper because that's all it's good for, and it probably wouldn't even be good toilet paper. But I ain't about to spend $7 on something to wipe my butt with. But it's one of those things. As we move forward, we need to come together as a nation and stand up and say, no, we're not going to have this crap. No, I'm going to church. And this is what don't get me. You're gonna do what? And how am I, if I go to church and you go to church, you're accepting the risk with this COVID. No one's going to church. Well, you better not get me infected. So I'm going to sue you if you, well, then you should have stayed home if you're going to have that little attitude, okay? Got about 7 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. I do want to get in a little bit of Premier League news. Oh, Lord. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, Fabrizio Romano, his Twitter account going nonstop. So I turn my phone off at night because that thing would like bing, 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 bing. Because he's like 24/7 right now, I swear. I don't know how that man sleeps. But yeah. I think people in like England are seeing kind of what's going on, you know. They are. I mean, when you look at this, I love Ollie because everyone's like, as I get into this, with, you know, there's the whole Ollie in, Ollie out movement, you know, and I think it's like, no, Glazer's out. I like Ollie, but he needs to get rid of the people under him. Sorry, but Michael Carrick, I love you. You're a United legend, but we need to get people under Ollie that are coaches that have done it. You know, the days of you do what I tell you are done. You need to have a people person manager, and that's what Ollie is. You can't have that Jose Mourinho where I want this and I demand this and this and this because they'll say, I'll just go ahead and just put me on the bench. I'll just collect my money. I won't play. Have fun. But that's where we're at in this world, folks. It's like Jadon Sancho was a last year signing to me. Yeah, if the Glazers are going to try to kiss my butt by getting Jadon Sancho, sure got him last year. I want him at the club, but I don't want to have him considered in that transfer budget of this year. I still want 3 more players. I still want like a Jack Grealish. I want a Varane. I want a Sonny Gez. Yeah, those 3 will work. I'll take those 3. I think Varane, Solmaguez, and Jack Grealish, along with, you guessed it, Jadon Sancho. We need to have one. I don't care if it's De Gea or Henderson, but we need to have one goalie. A contest. If you don't want David De Gea, I don't know anyone that could afford David De Gea's wages. And if he's going to take, I could see him wanting to have Henderson as goal. At goal, Ollie, I can see that. But then I could see him, yeah, he wants him at goal. But then how do we go forward? How do we go forward? Because I don't know if anyone can afford De Gea's wages. And would he be staying there? Or would he have to go somewhere? I don't know. I think he'd be, because you don't want to have De Gea at United paying his wages with Henderson at goal. I see you keep De Gea and give Henderson home. But that's just how it is. We don't need this goalie fight, one or the other. We didn't really need to bring in Henderson, so I don't know why they did. But, you know, people, because that's one of the big things people are talking about, like, well, do you want to get, I'd rather get Jack Grealish over Jadon Sancho. Well, I want Jadon Sancho at the club as a last signing. I don't want him, don't think you're going to kiss my butt for getting the player you should have gotten last year. Yeah, you got Jadon Sancho, congratulations, he's holding up a jersey finally, but what do you get me this year now? If you're going to consider him as one of your signings, then no. Then I'm going to be mad because you should have had him last year. Then there's talk that Donny van de Beek is injured and he's taking painkillers to play in the Euros. No, he needs to be sitting up and getting healed. He needs to rest. I don't like some of this. I don't like is like I want to have some players with 90 seconds left get some rest, so that they can come back and ready to go and say, like, okay, crap, and so they can have some rest before the, and just do their training at home and do whatever, so. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I want to thank Joe for calling in, as always. You're always welcome. You get it, you know. I want to thank all my listeners around the world who are getting it, and some of them are waking up. Some of them, they'll never wake up, because no matter what you can show them in black and white what it is. That's not real. I've had people that no matter what you show them, no matter how plain this day is, two plus two don't equal four. Yellow and blue don't make green. Are you kidding me? Okay, I just took yellow paint and blue paint and I made green. No, that's not really green. You're doing it. Whatever, folks. They're just a waste of space. But remember, folks, just remember this. With the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Monday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.